Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into our 7 o'clock hour of the second half of Sports Talk this Wednesday, December 10th. Leading things off, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us, getting a practice update on this black and gold bunch. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. I'm about to eat a pizza. You know, it's December. It's not that cold. You know, there are worse ways to be, right?
It's funny because you mentioned pizza, and here in the studio, you know, during game days, every game day we get pizza. So it's almost like during the rest of the week, I never want to have pizza during the football season. That's why it's funny you brought that up.
Yeah, I never get that pizza. I don't know if you're pressing the knife here. I don't know why you would do that to me.
I'll have to tuck away a slice or two for you. Looking at the practice report today, kind of, same old same from a lot of guys that we've seen. Luckily, Taliese Fuaga was back in limited action, but we saw the rookie Devin Neal's name pop up.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything to be concerned about. I think this
Thank
is just
you.
The time of year where you have some nagging stuff. You know, he's dealing with an abdomen injury. He did talk to the media today, so he'll be out there. I have no doubt. The real question, like you mentioned, is Taliese Fuaga, and in large part because Austin Richards, who started at right tackle last week in his place, is dealing with a high ankle sprain. You don't expect him to play. So can Tali be available? Remember, this is an ankle sprain that he suffered in the loss to the Falcons? No. I'm blanking on the game. But either way, it was the separate ankle, the other ankle from the one he injured against the Rams.
Right.
So he's dealing with injuries to both ankles. This most recent one was a low ankle sprain. It wasn't a high ankle sprain, which is less significant. So he was out there today in limited capacity. We'll have to see how that kind of goes over the next 2 days. Because if he can't go, you're down to your third string right tackle. And I think William Sherman did a great job going in there kind of on the fly last week. But that's a big ask of a guy to just hop in there and be the starter. So we'll have to see, because we know the Panthers, you know, they understand the Saints offense. They understand what they want to do. And they're going to try to get after Tyler.
You mentioned in Tyler Shuck, now 2-3 as a starting quarterback. What have you been noticing about the rookie, Jeff? I know everybody wants to go overboard right now and anoint him like the next Super Bowl winner or Hall of Famer, whatever you want to say, but there's definitely been noticeable building blocks we've seen through the QB now over these last couple of games.
Yeah, I think really what you're seeing there is people are excited about the quarterback, and they haven't been excited about the quarterback in a long time. It's been kind of like since Breeze retired, it's been kind of, okay, well, let's see what this guy has. It felt like there was a very low ceiling, whether it was Jameis, whether it was Derek Carr, whether it was Spencer Rattler, right? He's a fifth-round pick, and you always knew that it was going to be a project. you can see the higher end with Tyler and the ability that he has and the skill set that he has. He's the prototypical 6'5 quarterback, strong arm. And last week he showed that running ability that, you know, I think I asked him about this today. Like, I think a lot of people just forgot that that was part of his game because he went to Louisville after a couple season ending injuries and ran an offense that didn't ask him to run the ball, right? Didn't ask him to do a lot of zone reads and get out and use his physicality. But when he was at Texas Tech, when he was at Oregon, he was asked to do that a lot and he did it well. And you obviously, you know, that doesn't happen by accident. You know, you don't see quarterbacks running for 35-yard touchdowns in those situations unless they have the ability and the athleticism to get out and do that. You're not seeing Matt Stafford running for those touchdowns. But no, I think what people are kind of reacting to is just, you know, they can see kind of that vision and they also, you know, they see a guy who's confident and just looks like he's going to get the job done. Like, you believe he's going to get...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The job done. And, it's impressive. And you start to hear the analysts that you trust come out. You know, Mark Schlereth, we have him on WWL every week, and he just gushes about Tyler Shuck and what he's able to do. And, he could go out there and throw three interceptions this week, and that's all going to come crashing down. And that's just the life of a rookie quarterback. You have highs and lows, and people are going to way overreact to the good times. They're going to way overreact to the bad times, and you just kind of have to ride it out. But I just think there's good reason to be excited about the Saints quarterback position right now, and that's And when you're a 3-10 football team and you can at least say that, it kind of gives you, it's like a life preserver that just got thrown to you.
We just talked to last hour, Jeff, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, Anisha Roth. He brought up J.C. Horn for the Carolina Panthers. He's going through their concussion protocol right now. He was limited at practice today, but it's looking like he could be activated in time to play on Sunday. Sharoff mentioned the fact that Horn, when you know he's out there, has been an all-pro type level corner, but has had one matchup problem so far in his NFL career, and that for some reason he mentioned being against Chris Olave. Do you think Chris can elevate his game again this weekend, and what do you think that matchup would be like against J.C. Horn?
Well, see, if he can avoid falling down, I think he'd have a better shot. Both touchdowns against the Panthers. So he had the touchdown to Chris Olave, the long touchdown. He falls down. Chris catches it, goes and runs for it. Juwan Johnson's touchdown, same situation. You go back and look, who was in coverage? It was J.C. Horn, and he falls down, and Juwan just catches it, turns upfield, and runs. Chris has been kind of an interesting case study in terms of, I think there's a lot there that you just haven't gotten to for a few reasons. One being, over the last couple weeks, you've seen like Tyler and Chris just not being on the same page a few too many times. Obviously, the two interceptions The last 2 weeks have been examples of that. Tyler thought Chris was going to do one thing. Chris decided to do something else, and the ball went this one place, and Chris was somewhere else, and it was an interception. And if you can iron that out, I think you're going to go a long way with these two. You got to remember, these guys didn't get training camp together. It was this whole quarterback competition. Spencer got the bulk of the first team reps. It was split, but it was still tilted toward Spencer Rattler. And that's really when quarterback, wide receiver, they develop that chemistry. Like, you can build stuff, you can build up chemistry throughout a season, but you're just not getting the number of reps. Like, you're running practices every day, you're getting 20, 30 reps with guys, and you're able to build and build and build. You didn't really get as much of that as you probably want to. And I think that's why you're seeing a little misconnections now. But Chris is a good player, you know, and I think I actually do really like this duo that they're developing with Chris Olave and Devon Vele. Like, I think the skill sets match up. Like, you got the big guy, you got the guy who can win in tight spaces, who can box guys out, and you've got an elite separator in Chris Olave who can go over the top. If the Bucs don't hold on the first play of the game last week, it didn't get called. Chris Olave opens that game with a 50-yard touchdown catch because he beat his receiver and the ball was there. He just got yanked back and the refs went blind. I think that there's going to be one of these games over the final stretch where you're just like, wow, like, you're going to see 160 yards, a touchdown, two touchdowns. And it's just a matter of time, in my opinion.
Looking at this offensive line for the black and gold, they've been a turnstile all season long and held up, though, I thought, just enough in the rain at Tampa. Do you have an unsung hero of that group in the trenches right now who's actually, you know, earning their playing time?
I don't know about unsung. Obviously, Kelvin Banks is out there. He's just doing his job as a rookie left tackle, and you can't say enough good things about what he's been able to do. Obviously, there's struggle points with any rookie, but, you know, you just set it. He's kind of just set it and forget it. Like, you trust that he's going to get the job done. I think Luke Fortner, at the end of the day, like, you're going to go back at the end of the season and say, like, okay, who did a lot more than you expected this year? Like, who did you have expectations for and outperform them? Who did you have zero expectations for and kind of played like a league average player? And Luke Fortner, you know, Eric McCoy went out week 7. You know, you asked a lot of a guy who showed up at the end of camp, just like Devon Vele, just like Austin Richards. And we haven't really been talking about the center position. He did have that kind of weird, you know, pump fake snap against the Panthers that one time. But other than that, you know, I think he's just been a really solid player for you. And, you know, it ended up being a really, really good acquisition for this team. Because remember, you got him just straight up for Colin Saunders, a guy who was probably going to get cut. And you know, it's hard to understate, like, or it's hard to overvalue the importance of a center with a rookie quarterback who, you know, needs all the support he can get. It probably didn't hurt that these two guys spent a good time together working on the practice squad or the scout team. You know, that was kind of the battery with the scout team, was Luke Fortner and Tyler Shuck for the first 8 weeks of the season. So they were probably able to hit the ground running a little better than they might have been otherwise. But that would probably be my pick, because he's a guy that you end the season saying, okay, who is this guy? And now he's like a plug-and-play starter for you every week.
And, Jeff, looking at this matchup on Sunday, taking on the Panthers again, looking for a series season sweep of your NFC South rival there. What are some of the keys for you to end up being able to handle this Panthers squad again? Because it was pretty easy work last time in Carolina.
Oh, easy work is the way I'd phrase it. I think they just played well, right? Like, I think when this team plays well, they give themselves a chance to win, and they just don't always play well. I mean, you got to run the ball, right? The Saints last two, you know, they've run for over 90 yards in two of their last 8 games, maybe 9 games. I can't remember the exact number. Those two games are against the Panthers and against the Bucks. You won those games. Like we say, you got to run the ball. It's empirically true. Like, it's objectively true. You have to run the ball. And, you know, I think they're going to try to establish that early with Devin Neal. Hopefully they can do that. I thought Audric Estime had some juice. That guy's a tank. And I'd like to see them get him a little more action, particularly in short yardage situations. But, you know, run the ball, stop the run. It's a cliche, but it's definitely true in this matchup. The Panthers are going to try to play that smash mouth football. They got the two running backs in Juba Hubbard and Rico Dattles. They're going to come right at you. They don't want to put a ton on Bryce Young's shoulders, and so you have to be able to force that, because Bryce Young just you know, historically, for whatever reason, has just not been able to beat the Saints, or at least not in a way that comes with him performing well. So you got to make him do that, in my opinion.
Awesome stuff, as always, my man. Be talking to you soon on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. Talk to you later, Jeff.
Sounds good, y'all. Thanks.
Saints sideline reporter and also WWL digital content producer Jeff Nowak joining us there. You can check out his work at WWL.com. Definitely know today's practice update is on there. You can go scope out. Going to take a break. Be back with more sports talk after this. You'll hear from Saints rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck on WWL after the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.